My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Figgy, you were there, man, and yeah. I want to get into all that, but what we were talking about with the speech, like, you could feel it on TV. I can't even imagine, like, being there, just sincerity. And it's funny because Seth was telling that story about, you know, how he can be intimidating, and yeah. I remember it made me think about back when Mark and I on the mornings used to do the Verizon shows, and yeah. Andre would come on, and we did a Verizon show a couple of weeks after he walked off the field against Matt Schaub, when he was frustrated with Matt Schaub and the Texans and all that. And I'm like, well, I got to ask him. And I was like, I got to figure out a way to ask him about this. And I did, but he's scary. But quick side note, then I want to get into all your details, the boots on the ground over in Canton, Ohio. That's going to interest our listeners. I do want to say in about 19 minutes, 18 minutes, we're going to give you an update. We're going to have a new permanent show, and we're going to tell you a little bit about it. We're going to have a new permanent show.
I'm excited to hear this.
There we go.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
Chris.
So we'll tell you about that. New full-time host is going to be joining in the loop. But let's talk about Andre right now. This is the best. All I've been saying all weekend long is, I'm not going to lie, I'm happy as hell.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, I'm happy as hell. You heard Larry and Stafford talking about it. Take us through the weekend, man. Take us through the weekend.
Yeah, so y'all know I went to Canton, Ohio with The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Our flight was at 5 a.m., so we had to wake up a little early. So we got there. We got to the hotel around, I want to say, 11:30. Then around 1:30, we took off to Canton, and we stayed the whole day. So, you know, it was a game that night, but before the game, we were just walking around. And
yeah,
it felt like we was in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
First, literally felt like it was hot.
Yeah,
it was muggy. It was hot. It was
storm brewing.
Yeah, that storm. Yeah, we looked like we got a Hurricane Burrow over there. But man, it was a lot of Texans fans. Mm-hmm. Like, Texans and Bears were dominating.
Yeah.
I know the Bears are like 6 hours away.
Yeah,
so it's not too far, but it was a lot of Texans fans, man. It felt like we was at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Friday, you had to go to Cleveland and then drive to Canton.
Yeah, so our hotel was in Beechwood, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right outside of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about an hour drive each way.
Yeah.
So that was tough, man.
So you throw down your luggage and go to Canton.
Yep, we go to Canton. They had some events before the game. And me, Ron, and Clint was just walking around, and man, it was, everybody just felt good. It was good seeing all of the Andre Johnson jerseys, mm-hmm. and just people in good spirits, man.
So you went out to Jerseys too?
Yes. So they did the show at Jerseys.
Yeah, no, but I didn't know. Yeah,
I was there. Shout out to the Traveling Texans. They were out there. They actually hosted something out there. They was doing giveaways. The Toro was out there. Mm-hmm. The Texans cheerleaders was out there. Texans radio was out there. Mm-hmm. It was Pat too, man.
Yeah.
I got a funny story about jerseys too, man. They did something. It was kind of finessing a little bit, man.
How's that?
So when we pulled up, they were charging to park in the parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like $20.
Yeah.
And, you know, didn't really think nothing of it because people charge to park.
Yeah.
And so shout out to my Uncle Alan and my auntie Cookie.
Oh, your family showed up?
Yeah, my family showed up. My sister showed up. And when they pulled up, they were like, wait a minute. We not paying no $20 to park? Like, and so my Uncle Alan had a Nick Chubb jersey on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, you're Browns fans? All right, you could go ahead.
Oh, they were just charging Houston fans?
So my sister pulled up, and they did the same thing.
That's called gouging. Or that's not even gouging. What is that? What is that?
I don't know, but I feel Tony Busby if he's listening right now.
That's right.
Yeah, so my class action thing.
So my sister pulled up, and they did the same thing. Like, we ain't paying no $20. And they didn't have any Browns gear on.
Yeah.
And they asked them, are y'all Browns fans? I'm like, yeah. All right, go on in. So it was like three different people that were Browns fans. They let them in for free. So I'm like, oh, man, y'all jerseys, y'all some finessers, man. What's wrong with y'all, man? Why y'all going to do us Texans fans like that?
Yeah. So did you go to the flats and all that stuff?
Yeah, we went to the flats. So after the show at Jersey.
I love that place.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how nice it was, mm-hmm. man. It been a long time because I always look at the flats as kind of touristy.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really go down there as much, mm-hmm. but we actually went to a place called Alley Cat. It's
yeah.
an oyster bar. So we was eating right off the water, man.
Oh,
so
man.
Right off the water. We saw the boats coming, and it was beautiful. We ended up going to a little club mm-hmm. right across the street from it, and it was fun, man.
Yeah.
It was a really good time, man. It kind of made me want to go back to Cleveland for a vacation.
Yeah.
And I know
that vacation hotspot, Cleveland,
yeah,
Ohio.
I know Joe Kim Noah is probably throwing his hands up right now, but I'm like, man, I need to. I feel like me living there all them years,
mm-hmm.
I never really did a lot of touristy stuff. Like, I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on field trips and stuff like that, but.
That's like San Antonio. I grew up in San Antonio. Obviously, I'm a Houstonian. I've been here for so damn long. But through high school, grew up in San Antonio. I went to the Alamo once.
Mm.
Once to the Alamo. Maybe twice, but I think it was once in the Alamo.
Yeah.
And so somebody told me about, before we get to Saturday, about a little 21st birthday party.
Oh, man. So we were, you know, so me, Ron, Clint, and our boss, we went to the little club afterwards, had a little section.
Yeah.
And somebody was celebrating their 21st birthday.
Shots everywhere.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to leave that alone. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah, so you go to Canton, a little bit of a rain delay. I mean, it was just coming through the TV, man. It was special.
It was and it was a little frustrating too because, you know, first of all, it's a preseason game in the third quarter, and we knew the game. Like, once it started raining and the lightning, I'm like, all right, they got to cancel this game.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go back out there like that.
Not it's, preseason.
It's the end of the third, towards the end of the third quarter of the preseason game.
Yeah.
And so they were like holding on for a long time. We like, what's taking so long?
Yeah.
And after a while, we like, okay, they trying to get these commercials in.
They're
trying to wait till around 11 o'clock to officially, I guess, terminate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they didn't use the word cancel. They used terminate.
Mm-hmm.
But it was bad. That rain was bad, man.
Yeah.
It was real bad.
So you heard me talking about it. Like, the best part of the speech to me was like, it was Andre, man. Like, he was just deliberate. He was sincere. You could feel it. You could see it. You're sitting with Cal and Hannah, literally rubbing elbows with Cal and Hannah McNair. Like, hey, look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. So I eased my way up there, man. I was, you know, mingling right before Andre got up there. I was talking to Hannah. I gave her a hug and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Said what's up to Cal. And, J.J. Watt was sitting at the table next to me a little bit. And, you know, it was cool. And once the ceremony started, it was an open seat right there. I'm like, hey, let me sit right here and get some
look
some
how
good
far
video.
Figgy has come.
I know, man. I ain't know I was going to get on the camera,
look
man.
Look how far Figgy has come.
I would have threw up a peace sign or something.
So one thing stood out to me. You heard Larry and Stafford on Sean and Seth. It was awesome. He said it, I think, twice during his speech. It echoed the sincerity. He talked about Houston. It, you know, how we all felt. I mean, like, following social media was incredible. People were just like, you could practically feel the emotion. But this was Andre at the end of his speech.
I'll end off with this. I'm happy as hell again to be your first Pro Football Hall of Famer. Thank you.
Happy as hell, baby.
I mean, he said it like twice, too.
He said it twice. And so let me ask you this about Andre Johnson, because this is why the entire organization is where it is today. I said this last week because of Andre Johnson. Now, last week we talked about the three things on the field. You know, the catch against the Jaguars that ended up being a game winner on a bubble screen. The play against the then Redskins to tie it, and they ended up winning in overtime. And then the ridiculous Cardinals touchdown that they showed there, that we talked about the day after it happened or whatever. So those were the three most significant on-the-field moments in Andre Johnson's career. But he got me thinking about why that whole environment was like perfect for Houston, perfect for Texans, perfect for Andre because of Andre Johnson. So it got me thinking about like the three off the field moments in Andre's career that got the Texans where they are today. I think number three was Hall of Fame weekend itself, and not to downplay it, but let me explain a little bit. Not just because he was the first, and that was cool at the end, you know, being your first inductee into the Hall of Fame, but because it was for everyone in the organization and the city. Like the Texans, like they're not just a cute little team anymore. Yeah. They're just not like you pat them on the head, give them a juice box and some candy and move them on their way. Like that kind of signal, like we're legit. And if you don't believe me, look at how this team is going to play this weekend, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it said a lot, too, because I mentioned this before, how C.J. Stroud is so popular now, mm-hmm. where even little kids are like that had nothing to do with Houston, mm-hmm. are just C.J. Stroud fans.
Yeah.
So they just jumped on board. And then you got the old school fans who are very familiar with Andre Johnson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they walk up to us Texans fans like, hey, Andre deserved this. Y'all deserve this. They were like rooting for us. They wouldn't really, you know, I know a lot of people like Devin Hester and everybody else, but a lot of people were like, hey, y'all deserve it. And y'all got a good team, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm rooting for y'all.
You just remind me, a little side note on his speech, because I think it interests a lot of our listeners. So he talked about the team being there.
Yeah.
And he said, one of you. He said, one of you is going to be here someday. Do you think he was talking about C.J. Stroud, or do you think he was talking about like just one of you? I think he was talking about C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm sure probably Lonnie Johnson felt like he was talking about him.
Yeah, Lonnie, so. Of course. But it could be any number. It could be Will Anderson. Could be Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, and I think it's a good chance.
And if they're good and they win a Super Bowl teams get more Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I think he was definitely talking about C.J. I think you could make a case for somebody like a Laremy Tunsil. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people you can make a case for.
Yeah. All right, so the second thing of his best off-the-field contributions that have the Texans where they are today. So November 17th, 2013, Andre Johnson walked off the field early. He was frustrated with Matt Schaub, frustrated with the Texans losing, frustrated that the Texans had lost now 8 games in a row. They were 2-8. And he Bob McNair had to talk about it afterwards, like the week after or the day after or whatever. So when Andre Johnson walked off the field after everything he'd done, and you heard Kubiak talking about him and all that, he finally kind of said, we got to do better, man. We got to do better than that. I'd like just doing that, because he knew better.
Yeah.
You know, just doing that was a signal to the front office. Now, they ended up trying, and ultimately Kubiak, they had a real bad injury-riddled season. They brought in Bill O'Brien. But that was Andre Johnson making a statement that this organization isn't cute anymore. We got to do better.
Yeah, and I think that meant a lot coming from Andre, because if you know Andre, he's kind of low-key and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed like, and I know you're going to get the number one in a minute, which mm-hmm. ties into this.
Yeah.
But whenever he speak, people listen.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like having that parent that don't really discipline you, but when they yell at you, you know you did something wrong. You know you got to look in the mirror at this point. If Andre is upset with something and he voices, you know, why he's mad, then it's like, okay, we got to do something.
Yeah.
If he spoke up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why the Texans are where they are. That's why we have these expectations. That's why we think that they're going to be really special. Now, the number one off the field thing that completely changed everything for this organization. Like, The reason so many players were, they would have been there for Andre anyway, but the reason so many players are back in the fold is because in 2021, Andre said, quote, in a tweet, which he had to think about and type.
And he don't tweet a lot either.
And press
he
send.
He is not really on Twitter.
And he's not a big tweeter like you just said, quote, since Jack Easterby has walked into the building, nothing good has happened in or for the organization. And for some reason, someone can't seem to see what's going on. Pathetic, 3 exclamation points. That right there is as big a reason as anything why the Texans are where they are right now, because of Andre Johnson.
I agree, man. I agree. And that, I think that's the moment where people were just like, man, you pissing off Andre Johnson.
Yes, you lose Andre, you lose everything.
Yeah, and they did lose Andre.
He was out.
Yeah, he was out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want to go back to the old days, mm-hmm. but that was depressing around that time, man, where, yeah. you know, you got your legends that don't want anything to do with the team. You mm-hmm. had J.J. Watt wanting out. Mm-hmm. He said, I was done, you know, get rid of me pretty much.
Yeah.
And so that was crazy. And like I said, I'm looking at his Twitter now. He deleted the tweet, mm-hmm. which I'm fine with.
But yeah.
His last tweet was December 6, 2020.
Yeah.
So he don't tweet at all, man. Yeah. He don't tweet at all. So that was very crazy for him to go out there and tweet that.
Yeah. He said, for some reason, someone can't seem to see what's going on. We know who that someone was.
Yeah.
That someone was Cal and Hannah, whomever. Yeah. So Andre Johnson is the reason that today we're going to talk about. And by the way, the Texans are on the practice field at the University School in Ohio. We're going to give you some updates. A couple of guys that aren't practicing today. I don't know quite what to make of that. But Andre Johnson is the reason that the Texans are here.
And it felt so good, too, when he, you know, said a thank you to Cal and Hannah,
mm-hmm.
that because that's where they were. I mean, that tweet
right
was pretty
front.
Much calling them out.
Yeah.
And everything is good now. You never would have thought they had, you know, he called them out about that.
I had
everything is good.
I had former players that I've had discussions with or text exchanges or whatever that flat out told me, like they used to have all these alumni days or whatever they call them, you know, when they have that special day every season. They wouldn't show up. Yeah. They wouldn't show. I mean, they would have, all due respect, they would have players show up, but they weren't exactly Shane Lechler,
yeah.
Andre Johnson. You know, all Arian Foster, well, who knows about him, but all these legendary players would not come to this event. And that's because yeah. Andre tweeted that, and they all got in line with him.
Yeah, so that was the other good thing about being in Canton, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was, man, we saw Dante Robinson was there, man.
How about that? I saw that.
I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah.
So they actually came to jerseys. It was him, Travis Johnson, mm-hmm. and Vontae Leach. And I was like, who was that guy?
Chris Myers was there.
Yeah. I seen.
Dude looked like he weighs 200 pounds.
Yeah. It was good to see all these people, but I seen Dante Robb. I didn't know it was him
mm-hmm.
until he left. And I'm like, that's Dante Robinson. I'm like, dang. I didn't even recognize him, man. So it was good to see everybody united like that, man.
Yeah.
It was a great weekend for the Texans.
It was awesome. All right. So we're going to give you the update on who's not practicing today. D'Amico Ryans, we're going to get him live straight up at noon. His comments, which I'm sure are going to be about what we were just talking about, and as well as practice, some of the players that aren't participating, et cetera. But right now, next, In the Loop's going to have a new look, and it's going to happen real soon. Some of y'all may have been wondering when and how it's going to happen.
A word.
We're going to tell you exactly when and how it's going to happen, plus Texans updates next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go. Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, it's happening, Figgy.
What's happening?
It's happening. Have you noticed things have been a little different the last couple months around here?
A word.
Up in these parts?
Word.
Hey, we're going to give you some Texans updates on the practice field right now. Who's practicing, who's not practicing, etc. But let's get to this because In the Loop is going to have a new look very, very soon. Now, I want to just say a couple of things right off the top here and then get your reaction, Figgy, because I think it's very, very important. First... And most important, this is something that really doesn't get enough public credit for. And that's our program director, Parker Hillis, and our market manager, Sarah Frazier. You know, we've been looking for a new host for the last couple of months. And by the way, it's kind of humbling and cool. I don't really know how much of this I should say. Let's just say, let's just say this. More than 150 people have been trying to get on this show. I can't mention any names, but some of them are very, very familiar. Very, very familiar to Houston radio listeners. But Sarah and Parker have a vision for this show, so they've been taking their time, doing it the right way. They don't want to just put somebody in there just to get it done. You know, Parker's been real adamant about taking his time. You know, don't rush, all that stuff. Don't be convenient. Don't be make it the easiest hire. So I can tell you it's been very, very diligent, thorough. Lots and lots and lots of people are wanting to join In the Loop because Figgy's the best in the world. And the Sports Radio 610 is a powerhouse. I mean, if we're just being honest and less than a little humble. But so it's been going on. And I want to shout out some people in particular that have kind of kept things, you know, going. We're still doing fantastic as a show, which is awesome. And that's you more than anybody. Figgy, you've been running this thing like a champ. We all know that. Sean Bajani has done some shows. Mark Vandermeer, Patrick Creighton, Adam Spillane. And then I feel like I got to do a special shout out to B. Scott. That dude does everything. And he does everything at a real, real high level. Yeah. And he's carried a lot of weight. He's been terrific. He's been patient. And he's, I mean, I just love the dude. And of course, you too. So here's what we're going to tell our listeners. The patience is going to pay off. All right? The patience is going to pay off. We have a new show. There is going to be the next version of In the Loop. And I think it's going to be great. I think it's fantastic. So here's what you need to know. August 19th, 10 a.m.
Mark it down.
In the Loop. August 19th. So I guess 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
August 19th. We're going to have more details in the coming days. But I can tell you this about the show. It's going to be about H-Town. It's going to be about young blood, which is one of the things you and I both wanted. It's going to be a show that represents everything about Houston. And it's going to be a third voice, the lead voice, who's going to be an absolute star in this business for a long, long time. Houston guy, and this city's going to love him. So it's been tough. I just wanted to throw that out there. People have been asking. So there you have it.
I'm super excited, man. I'm ready to get rolling. I'm fired up. And yeah, I think the city going to love this, man. I'm super excited for the next chapter.
How's the last 2 months been for you?
Hey. I haven't noticed anything.
The patience is what the thing is, yeah. Right? And yeah. The show's been kicking butt.
Yeah. So I appreciate everybody just hanging with us, man. I appreciate all the guys you just named that was filling in. And, you know, it's not always easy, you know, working with that many people and all that. But, man, salute to everybody who been, you know, down with us.
And the dudes that were interested in the job, like I said, more than 150, probably closer to 200.
Yeah.
And dozens of interviews. Parker, he knows I'm not trying to kiss butt or anything. Parker's been kicking ass. Like mock shows we've been doing behind the scenes, interviews, making sure he gets the right guy that's a Houston guy that, you know, knows H-Town, Youngblood, as I talked about. So that's been awesome. So August 19th, mark your calendar. And the best news is Figgy Fig and I, for the next 2 weeks.
I know,
we're
man.
Setting the stage.
I know. It feels weird being in the studio, man.
Oh,
I'm so used to doing everything behind the glass, mm-hmm. where I was about to take the show to break. I kind of leaned over.
I can
over.
Attest. Like, in the last, right before the last break, Figgy reached to his right.
Yeah.
Like he literally reached Chris Santiago behind the glass. And Chris has been a champ, too, stepping in, you know, for you and all that other stuff. But yeah, man, I'm excited and it's big time.
Yeah, we gonna do some cool things, man. So like I know the last couple months, I guess it sounded a little different.
Yeah,
but man, it's gonna be worth it, man. I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. You're gonna absolutely love it. We got a star in the making and getting it done.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, you too. All right, so Texans are on the field right now. I don't know what to make of some of these. Kamari Lassiter is not practicing. Will Anderson's not practicing. Joe Mixon is not practicing. And Danielle Hunter's not practicing.
It seemed like I don't want to say a star treatment.
Joe Mixon we get.
Yeah, I understand that. But I think Lassiter's starting, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a start. They're treating him like a starter right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of weird all of them being out like this. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they just kind of preserving them a little bit, just kind of giving them a practice off.
Treating him like, not like a veteran. I mean, he's a rookie. He needs to be out on the field. But
he didn't even play.
He didn't even play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was a big key, too, because Kalen Bullitt played. Mm-hmm. A couple other people played. But they treating him like a starter, man.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this is kind of like a, I want to call it a Veterans Day off. But
just a starter's day off.
Yeah, kind of resting them a little bit.
Man, that facility is nice.
It is.
Have you been out there?
I've never been. I know where it's at, but like I said, in that area, it's a lot of trees and mm-hmm. woods
mm-hmm.
where you got to drive deep into the woods to even get to it, man. Mm-hmm. I probably can't even just drive up there and go. I probably got to go through a gate and all that stuff. It's really like a it's just like a whole little village.
Mm-hmm.
And it's connected with John Carroll.
Yeah.
So, I've never been there,
Nick
man.
Nick Casario's stomping ground.
Yeah.
He went to high school there.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to John Carroll before, mm-hmm. but I didn't even know that high school was even in there.
Yeah, so this was clearly a Nick Casario production, but they did it right. I mean, we're getting reports. We're looking at it right now. I mean, this place looks like an NFL facility. It's badass. And so we're probably going to have a report from the university school in Ohio. But C.J. Stroud's practicing, Tank Dell's practicing, Stephon Diggs practicing. They're going full go on everything. On the game itself, like B. Scott and I kind of gave our takeaways on the game. you know, on Thursday, but from where you were and watching the game and with Clint and show and everything else, I thought Cam Akers, and he's getting more reps today.
Yeah, no, he looked all right, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be shocked if he didn't make this team, man. If he didn't make this team, I'm kind of curious why and what's going on. But no, he looked fresh. He looked good.
Yeah,
like, man, he got a chance.
So
man,
it's gonna be obviously Joe Mixon, Dameon Pierce, Cam Akers, and Dari Ogunbowale.
Yeah, I think
that might leave room for one more.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious now because if I'm Dameon Pierce and I seen that, mm-hmm, I'm like, oh, I got to play.
Yeah,
I
got to play. He's got this special game. Teams too, though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious what they're gonna do with Cam Akers.
What was the buzz like about the kickoffs in the stadium?
We were all sitting there with our popcorn watching. Yeah. We're like, all right,
and there was a big nothing. I think it's gonna be a big play. I think it's gonna be an important play in the league, but. The first one, it was like they were just kind of feeling it out.
Yeah, and it was a couple false starts, but I guess a couple times they left a little early. Yeah, it was a flag, but the first time it was cool. They was trying to figure it out, mm-hmm, but they changed this rule. I don't know if they changed it to make it more exciting or to kind of prevent injuries.
Yeah,
because I still feel like somebody.
Oh, you're gonna have some hits.
Yeah, because it was some hits where I'm like, whoa, that.
Yeah, it's just closer quarters.
Yeah, nah, they were still running full speed where I'm like, oh,
yeah.
So you still get some injuries, but you'll definitely get a little more excitement from it.
All right, we're gonna localize it next, and when it comes to the Astros. There's good news, and then there's bad news, and then there's more bad news, and then there's news we don't know what the heck to make of. That's next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, you want the good news or the bad news first, Figgy?
Good news.
Good news? How about our guy, Kikuchi?
Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
I love Kikuchi!
I guess she does. I guess she does. I want to hear that again.
I love Kikuchi!
Of course, who doesn't?
Share the wheat. You love Kikuchi.
So Friday, man, like, I'm watching the game, and the first inning, I'm like, oh, Lord, this is like the worst possible way you could start as the guy that people, and it wasn't his fault that people are mad at Dana Brown, but like the guy that is kind of the focal point of it all.
Yeah, we were sitting there and we was kind of keeping score on our phones because we was out and about. Like Clint texted us and said, uh-oh, Kikuchi gave up a bomb. I'm like, oh man, I'm like, it's about to be one of those games. But man, he started knocking them down after that, man.
Yeah, and Spencer Arrigetti,
yeah,
was phenomenal. 12 strikeouts.
Yeah, so Kikuchi had in his debut, he had 11 Ks,
8 in a row.
Yep,
8 at in one a row, point.
11 Ks. Blanco on Saturday had 7 Ks,
mm-hmm,
and Arrigetti yesterday he had 12 Ks.
Yeah,
so they were knocking them down, man. Just the offense went AWOL.
All right, let's get to some bad news here. The Astros got shut out yesterday on 3 hits. They also have scored 3. This is what's. I mean, if you don't shake out of this, you know, who knows what's going to happen? But the division race is already a obviously going to be tight all the way. They got shut out in 3 hits. They also scored 3 or fewer runs in 5 of their last 6 games. They've also lost 5 of their last 7 games. And the other bad news, it shouldn't be a surprise, but the other bad news, Joe Espada said that Lance McCullers is done for a second consecutive full season.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yes.
Hey, I thought he was going to come back.
I mean, he's done, right? He's done.
Yeah. Forking it done.
2 full seasons?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's crazy because I talked to him on the red carpet at the Houston Sports Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him how rehab. I was a little strange because I was like, I don't even know how that. Is he doing okay? Is he rehabbing?
He's fine when you talk to him.
He was good.
Yeah, it's been several months. And hey, what's going on? And like, he's a friend of the show. He's come on here. We like him. We love him.
I actually asked him how rehab and all that stuff was going. He said it's going well. He's looking forward to pitching.
Yeah.
That was it.
Two full seasons.
Yeah.
By the way, Joe Espada also said, quote, everything is moving in the right direction. Moving in the right direction? I don't want him to be like the doctor and I'm lying in bed thinking like I'm dying. And he goes, no, you're fine. You're good.
You would have thought he had like an Alex Smith type of injury.
Yes.
Like 2 years and it's like, all right, he moving in the right direction. Man, how bad was this injury?
2 years is moving in the right direction?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you got to say something positive, I guess. But man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't focus on him like that.
Yeah, you just can't make any plans with Lance McCullers in him.
Yeah.
You can't. And that doesn't affect this year. We didn't expect him, but like you've got all these things, these plans trying to stay relevant in the future. You know, Verlander, there was a story over the weekend, like if they have a good year, he's thinking about retiring. Who knows? That's just a rumor. But there is a little bit of good news. Verlander and Luis Garcia seem to be making some progress. So it's like good news, bad news, good news, bad news.
It's kind of funny because when Verlander spoke, I felt like he mentioned his shoulder. Like he was coming back from his shoulder. It's like, what? I thought it was a neck.
Yeah.
I thought he slept wrong.
Yeah. So one
guess,
of those things.
I guess it was a shoulder.
And then there's the news that I just don't know what to make of. So Kyle Tucker. It's now been 2 months since he had a deep bone bruise. By the way, that's going to be one of my confessions at 12:20. I'll share something about that to you guys. So it's been 2 full months since this deep bone bruise. So Joe Espada was asked about Tucker again this weekend, and he said, quote, it'd be great, but I'm not going to sit here and say that it's going to happen if he can come back in August. It'd be great. So now it could be 3 months?
Yeah. And last time didn't they say he was like day to day when it first happened and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Like, I never heard nobody being day to day after a fractured leg or something, man.
He said it again this weekend. Dude's been out for 2 months, and he said, quote, it's kind of day to day. We'll see how he feels and how we build him up. But it would be too aggressive for me to say that we'll have him by the end of the month. It's a possibility, but not going to go there. Bro.
Why they didn't just tell the truth, man? Why? I don't understand all of this, man. Just say, hey, it was a rough injury. He gonna be out for a minute.
So, all that good news, bad news, good news, bad news, and in the midst of it, the Mariners are now one game up on the Astros in the division, and the Rangers, the Astros are gonna face the Rangers now, and so. How you feeling about this Astros team now? It's been up and down. Like, good news, bad news has been the story of the last month.
Yeah, I think the good news is the starting pitchers, they were balling this weekend. The bad news is, like, I don't know what to expect from this offense now. Remember, the whole thing was the starting pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, I'm still a little iffy about the starting pitchers, but, man, they need some of everything, man. That was the issue at the trade deadline, man. They couldn't get they couldn't fill all of the holes. You're starting to see it.
I just got a sinking suspicion feeling that this whole trade deadline thing is gonna come back to haunt them. Hopefully not. I mean, they got the Rangers, Hunter Brown going tonight, Fromber going tomorrow, and then you say Kikuchi. I love Kikuchi.
We love Kikuchi
is going on Wednesday. So, yeah, if they don't win the series, the Rangers, and heaven forbid they get swept, the Rangers are going to make up some serious ground on them there. And then they go to Boston after that. But, nah, man, I just don't know what to make it. The other thing is, like, you kind of burn through some because they pitch so well. Yeah. You burn through some bullpen arms.
Yeah, that would have been the perfect opportunity for the offense to step their game up, and that could have easily been three wins.
Some premium
the way
bullpen
they were,
arms.
The way they were pitching, and now I don't know what to expect for real, man.
So what if they don't have Kyle Tucker?
If they don't have Kyle Tucker, man,
the rest of the way.
It's going to be hard trying to get to the playoffs. And look, they've been doing pretty good without him.
They've been doing great.
Man, I don't know if you could get to the playoffs without no Kyle Tucker at all, man.
Another piece of good news, though, is like Altuve and some of the big names that you're counting on, they've had their streaks, but they haven't been like smoking the ball during their last few weeks. It's been the other guys. So the offense is doing something even without them.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think they definitely need to step it up. I hope the starting pitcher can kind of keep this going. And if you could get Verlander back, and possibly I don't know what to expect from Garcia.
Yeah.
Like, because the last time we saw him, remember, he changed his whole pitching motion and wasn't really that good, ended up getting hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to expect from him, but if you could get some solid innings out of them and the offense pick it up, I think it could have a chance.
What do we expect out of Verlander? That's the one that I don't know.
Yeah, I'm at a point where, man, if you can just get me five innings and then give it to our bullpen to kind of let them carry it the rest of the way, I'd be fine with that. But I think the issue, I think why they made the trade was, you know, dudes going out there giving you two or three innings, and it's tough to win a game like that. So if he can get through, you know, five to six innings maybe and give it to the expensive bullpen, then I think they have a chance.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We're not doctors, but I mean, it's like so safe to say right now, dude broke his leg.
Yeah, he might as well broke his leg. How long he been out? If you out that long without a broken leg,
like if you break your leg, like just a clean hairline fracture, 2 months you're back.
Yeah,
like it might even be more serious than that.
Yeah, no, I think so too.
You put it in a cast. You go through your rehab, you come back, you're usually back in 2 months.
Yeah, in real life, if that happened to me, I'm going to lie and say I broke my leg to sound more cool. if I'm doing this all from a bruise, and I know it could be serious. I know, you know, all that, but I'd rather say I broke my leg if I was out that long.
Yeah.
Possibly 3 months.
Well, then you got, he said, I don't know if he's going to be back. It might be kind of putting the cart ahead of the horse, and I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of what he said, to have him back by the end of August. Okay, so first of all, you got a month of baseball.
Yeah.
So you're in a race. You're a game back of the Mariners. You got the Rangers and the Red Sox. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, so like if you're whatever, a game up, a game down, or two games up, two games down, or whatever, and you're going into September, he still has to do a rehab assignment.
Yeah, and it's a tight race, too. It's not like they're in a comfortable league where they don't have to rush them back.
Yeah.
It's a tight race, man. It could be either Seattle, the Astros, or the Rangers.
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating. Now, like you talked about it, like Spencer Arrigetti, you don't know what to get out of him every week, but this last outing, struck out 12.
Solid.
Real solid. Kikuchi started out, man, I can't tell you. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, this internet is about to erupt.
What was it, like 6 pitches and 2 runs?
Yeah.
I was like, oh. I was just like, oh, man. This is the worst.
Maybe it was the little nervous jitters or something like that.
Yeah, no, that's had to be what it was, because then he settled down. He struck out 8 in a row, struck out, 11 altogether?
Yeah.
Something like that. Astros win. But they've lost 5 out of 7 games. And then, you know, the offense – like, I don't have all the games in a row, but they've scored 3 or fewer runs, like I said, in 5 of their last 6 games. 2 of those are 1 run, and 1 is 0 runs.
Yeah.
Like, if this offense doesn't get going,
that's a problem.
That's a wrap.
That's a problem, especially getting this type of quality starts from these pitchers that you've been having issues with before.
You can't waste them.
You can't waste them, man.
Not in this division, not when, like, as Adam Splane likes to say, the margins are so small. It's going to get real interesting with the Astros right now. So I guess we just localize it only with the Astros, but that's okay, because they're in the thick of things, man. We're going to get you some Texans practice reports from the field. We're going to get you D'Amico Ryan's live at 11:40? 12.
Yeah,
he's going to be live at noon our time. But right now, next, speaking of next, I'm going to ask you guys that. 713-572-4610. Feel free to just jump in with your thoughts. So you're going to hear from Andre Johnson talking about the Hall of Fame and a future Texan that's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Maybe he was talking about more than one. So current Texans, we know JJ's in. JJ's going to be in. Who's got next? Who do you think has that Andre Johnson was talking about, or who's got a possibility, and why that possibility might get a lot better if the Texans get where we think they are? That's next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.